See, and this is what I refer to as the massive hidden problem in banking that I'll talk about in a bit, is that many bankers don't know that their job is selling. Even many senior bankers still miss this point. They think they're in a deal business. No, no. The craft is doing deals, but the business is selling deals. It's just like investing. The craft of investing is deploying capital, and many investors are great at it. They do really well working for someone else's shop. But those who can start their own firm are those who get it's not a business of investing. It's a business of managing assets. Right? So the craft is investing. The job is investing. But the business is acquiring assets to invest. And many investors only see this when they get senior and realize, holy cow, your options are limited. Because you're a replaceable resource. Oh, your performance is down for 3 quarters, see you later. But what about if you're the person who owns all the relationships that brought in all the capital? Can't you take that capital elsewhere? Won't a firm pay to keep you and your assets on board? See, and the exact same is true for bankers. It's a great job, and many of them are very, very good at it. But if you just see it as a job of executing deals, your career is limited. It will only take you so far. But if you see your job is driving revenues, you can drive your career all the way to the top. Or even out. Being one of these massive rainmakers on Wall Street who can start your own firm, put your own name on the door. Right, so the craft of banking is doing deals, but the business is selling deals. But this isn't just to say, well, it's just a sales job. No, it's far more. And this is what makes it fun and hard.